It's Tuesday, time to read from your comments. We asked history teachers in our audience to tell us how they make room in their teaching for new people and events, the now recent past. From Gene Larson in Rockford, Illinois, we received this email. I teach an 8th grade history class focusing on the 20th and 21st century. At the beginning of the year, students create an annotated pictorial timeline of their life events, approximately 13 years, and events in U.S. history. This makes students engage in choices that are relevant to them while still having a common core. We recall as a group issues as they happen in the news that are connected with what we studied on our timelines. And Thomas Flagel, an assistant professor of history at Columbia College in Franklin, Tennessee, had this comment. In teaching U.S. history, I have excluded more and more federal politics in favor of consumerism, gender history, and technology. The latter three topics are major factors in daily life and in patterns of change. In contrast, presidential elections occur only once every 4 years and rarely initiate major change. Unless my students are in the armed forces, their presidents infrequently impact their lives directly. Our conversation about the role of violence in popular culture following the Aurora shootings brought this comment from John Weimar. Violence in books, movies, and video games serves as a constructive, cathartic outlet for our darker selves. It's a safety valve for so-called normal people. Mass killings, as happened in Aurora, Columbine, Virginia Tech, are aberrations. Blaming entertainment is like blaming guns. The problem is with people ignoring warning signs and doing nothing to intervene. Finally, a correction. We said last week that former vice presidential candidate James Stockdale is the only American admiral awarded the Medal of Honor for actions taken as an admiral. A listener reminded us that Rear Admiral Norman Scott was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor for extraordinary heroism and conspicuous intrepidity. He was killed in action in 1942 during the Battle of Guadalcanal. We apologize for that error. If you have a correction, comments, or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN. Talk of the Nation is produced by John Asante, Libby Franklin, Tinbead Armias, Laura Lee, Monica Bushman, and Priska Neely. Priska also handles our web content. Our editor is Sarah Handel. Our intern is Ryan Arundel. Gwen Newton is our director. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Cal Southworth, Michael Cullen, and Jerry Tennant. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, Ken Rudin, the political junkie. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Tom Gelton in Washington.